Rise and shine, everyone. How's it going out there? This is Amy, and it's time for Amy's Kids Show, and I am so excited to be here again today, and I realized that I start every show by saying that, and it's true. It's absolutely true, because we are still celebrating every week. We have things to celebrate, and we are on a theme that happens to be one of my favorite themes. And I keep bumping into this theme everywhere I go. So this week's theme, we are continuing from last week, our neighbors. We're celebrating our neighbors because it's springtime and everybody's outside celebrating their neighbors. Have you noticed? The birds are all celebrating. The plants are all celebrating. Everybody, the bugs and the human beings are out in force, right? And they are doing all the things that they love to do. They are working and playing together. And the best part is when those two things come together, right? Work and play. And that's kind of what neighbors do, right? To have a nice neighborhood, to have a fun, playful, hardworking, and productive neighborhood, which is what makes it more fun for everybody. Well, what does it take? Well, we talked about it last week. It takes you, especially you out there, you sitting there eating your breakfast or maybe doing some morning stretching, or maybe you're feeding the cat or the dog or the chicken. Whoever you are out there, whatever you're doing this morning, even if you're still sleeping, guess what? Your neighborhood needs you. You are such a super important part because you are a neighbor to somebody, right? And I'm a neighbor to somebody. And so we all come together, and what do we make? Our neighborhood. And who's in our neighborhood? Well, look around. I don't know. You tell me. Who's in your neighborhood? Now, maybe your neighbors are kind of far away. Maybe they're across the valley, like they are here in Vermont. A lot of our neighbors here in Vermont are across the valley or across the field or through the woods or down that dirt road there. Here in Vermont, we have lots of elbow room, typically, between us and our neighbors. But if we live in town, well, maybe our neighbors are closer to us, right? Maybe we can see them. And maybe if we live really downtown, like in a city, then maybe our neighbors, we can't help but see our neighbors. We have to put up curtains to keep our neighbors from seeing us, right? So neighborhoods come in all sizes. But the common denominator, that means the one thing that all neighborhoods have in common, is talented neighbors. We are full of talented neighbors, and that is what we're going to celebrate today, guys. What happens when we take all these talented neighbors like you and put us all together? We have a lot of fun, and we get things done. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, neighbors. Hello, how do you do? I'd like to spend some time together sitting next to you. I hope your day is happy. I hope your day is fine. When your day is over, you'll be a friend of mine.
another.
We won't hurt one another.
That's my promise.
That's my promise to everyone. And we're all
everyone. That's my promise to everyone. That's my promise to everyone.
People in your neighborhood, in your neighborhood. Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day. A Dixie band is playing in our neighborhood, in our neighborhood, in our neighborhood. A Dixie band is playing in our neighborhood. Let's listen to the music play.
Whoa! Listen to that clarinet! It sure can play high. And pretty too.
You bet! Oh, a clarinet plays sweet and high. A song or a lullaby, you'll hear a mellow tone you won't forget when you're listening to the clarinet.
Four clarinets playing in our neighborhood, in our neighborhood, in our neighborhood. Four clarinets playing in our neighborhood. Let's listen to the music play.
Look! Come two members of the brass family. The trumpet? Hi there. And the tuba? Hi there. Or should I say, lo there.
What did he say?
I don't know.
I think he said, knock, knock.
Oh, who's there?
Tuba?
Tuba.
Any note can go, and a trumpet sings out bright and strong. It'll make you want to sing along. To join the band.
It's a trombone, a slide trombone, and a piano too, and a drum too.
Oh, it's fun to hear a big trombone go sliding with its mellow tone. Then there's drums and a piano too, all playing in our band for you.
brother told me to. There's lots of work that I can do. I can bring her candy and bring him gum. But if we all work together, it ought to take long. We all work together with a wiggle and a giggle. We all work together with a giggle and a grin. We all work together with a wiggle and a giggle. We all work together with a giggle and a grin.
Folks, we all work together, right? And we all play together. And we all have a great time together with our neighbors. And that's who we're celebrating today. All of our talented, super talented neighbors that are all out there doing their thing with their special talents. And one thing we're going to talk about here today is how neighbors and all their special talents can sometimes get a little noisy. Have you ever noticed? Right? Like some of our talents are rather noisy. Like even just mowing the lawn, which is a special talent that some people have, right? And they just love mowing their lawn. Well, that could be kind of noisy for the neighbors around, right? But we all do appreciate that lawn being mowed and that big area to play in. We can roll around and we can see and the bugs and different animals love these mowed areas as long as there aren't tons of them, right? But some mowed areas are definitely helpful around our house, keeping the bugs down and stuff. So mowing is a great thing, but it definitely makes a lot of noise. Right? And if you were sleeping next door to someone mowing their lawn or trying to sleep, right? It might be hard, although some people like that sound, right? So everybody's different about the noise they like to make. And everybody's different about what kind of noise they like and what kind of noise they don't like. So when we all come together, this can get complicated, right? Well, what if your neighbor's special talent is playing an electric guitar? And what if you live close and whenever they play their guitar, you hear it, right? Or maybe their special talent is having a party once in a while and bringing all kinds of awesome people together. And that can get noisy. Or what if their special talent is raising hound dogs? Has anybody lived near hound dogs before? Right? Well, hound dogs are beautiful, wonderful doggies. And they have special talents too. And one of their special talents is making their special hound noises that they make. Their sounds, their barks are just particularly amazing. But even here in Vermont, if you live even like as far away as Vermonters live from each other, like across the valley, you can hear those hound dogs, can't you? So if your neighbor's special talent is raising hound dogs, what if you don't particularly like that sound? Well, that's how it goes, guys. That's how it goes. That's why we are celebrating our neighbor's special talents. So we can remember that not only do your neighbors have special talents, but so do you, right? And maybe some of your special talents might be kind of considered noisy to your neighbors. Have you ever considered that? Right? I mean, maybe they're noisy to you, but maybe you're noisy to them. How are we going to work this out and still get to have our special talents? I don't know. Let's think about that.
Houses built close together like this?
Yes. Look how close these houses are together. I hope all these people get on well. They certainly are close neighbors.
Do you have neighbors that live next door to you?
How well do you know your neighbors?
Do you help your neighbor when they need you to?
It's always good to help your neighbor when you can.
But neighbors don't always get along, do they, Zach?
Well, not always. Living together with other people has its challenges.
But they all live together, don't they? They're neighbors, right?
Yes, they are. They all live in the same city, the same community. They all pass each other in the street.
But they don't even share a friendly smile sometimes.
Not often, no.
Oh, what a shame. They could be making really good friends with each other. I'm sure they're all nice people.
That's right, Levi. If you take the time to get to know people, you never know just how neighborly they can be.
Well, folks, have you been thinking about your neighbors and appreciating their special talents? That's what we're doing here today on Amy's Kids Show. And, you know, this is where sometimes the drama of life comes in, right? Is when we have to live together. and our special talents sometimes bump into each other. and sometimes we might get annoyed with each other or even angry with our neighbors. Is anybody feeling that way? Well, people do feel that way sometimes. And so how can we get past that? Because we actually have a lot of work to do. We actually have to work together. We are neighbors, and when we come together, we can get a lot of awesome things done. If we can share our talents, right? So maybe sometimes what we need to do is kind of forget about, you know, some of those minor irritations, you know, like when you live with someone like a brother or sister and they do that one thing that just annoys you so much, but you know they can't help it. You know it's their thing. It's what they do. Like maybe they tell corny jokes or something, right? And that's just their thing. And you're not going to change that, you know, and why would you want to change that? I mean, even though you don't like it, probably other people might, right? So, and they certainly do like telling them. So, you know, sometimes we just have to drop it and just like let people be, right? Let them be themselves. And then when they're allowed to be themselves and explore their special talents, guess what you get as a special bonus to that? You get to explore your special talents too. See, isn't that a cool deal, right? They get to explore their special talents, even if they're a little annoying sometimes to you. But the bonus part of that is then that bounces back to you, right? You get to explore your special talent, and maybe that's playing the drums, right? Or maybe that's, I don't know, what else would be noisy? Maybe you want to raise roosters. Maybe you want some crowing roosters in your yard. Whatever it is that your special talent is, well, we should give you the same slack, right? That means we should give you an easy time too and kind of just ignore some of these minor irritants and keep our eye on the prize, right? Let's raise our heads up, look above our neighborhood, and remember what our prize is. What is it that we're all working towards together? Well, a friendly neighborhood, right? A beautiful neighborhood. A healthy neighborhood, a fun neighborhood. That's where I want to live, right? And so if we all come together, there's a lot of work we need to do together to make that happen. So let's get focused on that, huh, folks? How can our talents come together to help each other out?
I live in a house right next to my brother, who lives in a house right next to another. There's lots of houses, and that is good, because we now live in a neighborhood. Because there's lots of worlds in outer space, and someday you might hear, if you listen good,
"Greetings, Earthlings! Welcome to our neighborhood."
A neighborhood, a neighborhood. We now live in a neighborhood. Let's be kind to each other the way we should, because we now live in a neighborhood.
Rise and shine, everyone. This is Amy on Amy's Kids Show, and we are celebrating Neighbors. And I have this dramatic music in the background. It's actually called Do You Care? Or You Do Care is the name of the score of this dramatic music. And the reason why I've chosen this to celebrate our neighbors and their talents is because it can be dramatic when neighbors come together. Right? It can be dramatic sometimes in a positive way, everybody coming together to get things done. And sometimes we can argue too, right? It can be dramatic in the other direction where we're like, oh my goodness, you're driving me crazy, neighbors. And that's just part of living together. That's part of being human on the planet together. But really our super talent, which seems to override all of our grumpiness, is just our passion, our special talents, the things that we get up in the morning and want to do, right? What did you wake up this morning wanting to do, right? Well, whatever it is, I bet some of your neighbors have had to help you make sure that you can do that, right? Like maybe you woke up wanting breakfast. Well, you know, who grew the food and who brought it to, you know, your neighborhood, to your grocery store, and who went and got it and who cooked it and, you know, all that. I mean, you don't do that by yourself usually. I mean, even if you plant the seeds yourself, right? You need help getting the seeds and things. So we all come together to make everything happen, even something as simple as breakfast or as complicated as building a railroad, which we do have railroads here in Vermont. Old ones that go right through the mountains, over the mountains, through the forests, long, long distances that people made a long time ago before they had the big giant machines that we have now, right? So they were usually like using shovels and what they call steam shovels. And boy, were they working together? That took a lot of cooperation. Well, everything, it turns out, takes a lot of cooperation. Isn't that interesting, right? For your special talent and my special talent, we need cooperation. And the more of us neighbors that we get together and cooperate with, well, the more things, the more talents we can find. Like our next couple of songs, at least our next song anyway, is about city neighbors. When you live in a city with lots of neighbors, well, guess what? You go out your door in the morning and you find special talent after special talent. And this song, I think, starts with one of my favorite special talents, which is bagel baking. Anybody out there ready for a bagel?
Shop. Get some cheese with a chop, chop, chop. Hello, Max, pushing them up. Hello, city neighbors. Stop at the fish store near the bank. They open their awning with a crank. Hi to the lobster in the tank. Hello, city neighbors. Neighbors, neighbors, my neighbors greet me with a grin. They ask me how I've been. A cat who sleeps in the sun curled on a mat. They sell books, they like to chat. Hello, city neighbors. I like to visit the Olive Man. His store has a whirling ceiling fan. He gives me an olive and a wave of his hand. Hello, city neighbors. Neighbors, neighbors, my neighbors greet me with a grin. They ask me how I've been. A bench each day. She saves me a cookie from across the bay. We tell our jokes, so much to say. Hello, city neighbors. I stop at the playground at the end. I want to see my playground friend and visit the oak tree round the bend. Hello, city neighbors. Neighbors, neighbors, my neighbors greet me with a grin. They ask me how I've been.
Come on, gather around and join us.
You and you.
The New Neighbor. It was a beautiful spring day. Birds fluttered over the yard while singing a song. The sun rose over the hill. Flowers opened. Bees buzzed, and all the neighborhood animals chattered about their day ahead. The bird feeder was a place where many birds started their day. This is where Billy the Blue Jay was happily munching on some seeds. A bird she had never seen before fluttered down from the sky to sit on a berry bush beside her.
Hello! There are so many berries on this bush. Would you like to share with me?
The new bird asked. I don't eat berries, Billy muttered. She noticed that this new bird had very different feathers from her own and had never seen him in the yard before. I don't think I'd like to have breakfast with you. And she flew away, leaving the new bird looking surprised that Billy was so unfriendly. The next day, Billy ran into the new bird again. Billy flitted about the bird bath, enjoying the feeling of the water droplets as she splashed about. The new bird was perched on the rim of the bath.
Could I please have a turn in the bird bath, too?
The new bird asked politely. Billy looked at him and replied,
You look different from me, so I don't think I'd like to share. This is my bird bath, she said.
She flapped her wings, took up all the room in the bird bath, and splashed away the refreshing water. Billy was being very rude indeed. Soon the day was reaching its end. A sunset bathed everything in a pretty glow. Billy sat on a branch and began to sing her last song of the day. Suddenly, a very different song reached her ears. The new bird landed beside her, singing a very different melody.
Would you like to sing with me?
Squeaked the new bird. Billy thought for a moment.
No, I don't know your song, and I don't think I'd like to learn it.
And with that, Billy fluttered into the setting sun. As many stars began to speckle the sky, the neighborhood birds began to turn in for the night. Billy returned to her family's nest. To her surprise, the new bird was sitting on her tree's branch with two larger birds. She noticed that these birds looked exactly like the foreign bird.
We're so glad you're home, Billy. We'd like you to meet our new neighbors, the Robins. And this is Rudy. I'm sure you'll soon become great friends,
chirped Mama Jay. Despite Billy's earlier rudeness, the new bird, Rudy, smiled at her.
The Robins just returned from migration. They're home for springtime,
Papa Jay chirped. Billy looked at the Robins with surprise. Without thinking, she blurted,
Mama, the Robins look and sound very different from us. We shouldn't talk to them. They are strangers,
Billy quipped.
We shouldn't be rude to people just because they look or sound different from us, said Mama Jay.
They're very nice birds and should be treated with respect. You can't judge someone by what they look or sound like,
Papa Jay chimed in. Billy thought about this. Earlier, she didn't even give Rudy a chance to become her friend. She was beginning to feel guilty.
I'm sorry I was so rude to you, Rudy. I've never been friends with someone who is different from me. I shouldn't have treated you that way.
Thank you for apologizing. Let's be friends.
Friends. The next day, Billy and Rudy had breakfast together. Even though they enjoyed different yummy foods, they liked each other's company. They had fun taking turns in the bird bath, and their many different songs filled the yard with beautiful melodies. A new friendship was born.
See you. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Together's the way I like the best. I like to be with you. I like the things you explain to me, the things you show me to do. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Oh, sometimes I like to play alone, but sometimes need a friend. There's just so much you can do yourself with a ball or a doll in pretend. So whenever I hear you've got some time and want me to be with you, I wonder how you knew, 'cause that's what I wanted to. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. There are lots of places you can be together with people who love you. Riding in a car, sitting in a comfortable chair, being at the kitchen table, lots of places. No matter where you are or who you are with, you know something? You are still yourself. That's right. No matter where you may be, you're still yourself inside.
Well, folks, we have come to the end, just about, of Amy's Kids Show. I am ending it a little bit early so I can make room for my radio programmer neighbors who are going to be popping on the air right after me. So I'm going to boogie out a little bit early here, but I'm going to leave you with some great songs as I pack up. But let's just remember what we're celebrating here today. My favorite subject. They're all my favorite subjects. But this one I'm just so excited about recently, which is our neighbors. Our wonderful, beautiful, talented, amazing neighbors. Because we're all here together with each other on planet Earth, no matter what we are or who we are or what our special talents are, right? Let's see here. Do I have my... Oh, my Blue Jay friend. There they are. Do you hear them? My Blue Jay friends are here because I told them I was telling a story or sharing a story today about Blue Jays welcoming robins to the neighborhood. And yeah, so the Blue Jays... Do you recognize that sound out there, folks? That's a Blue Jay call. Now, do people sometimes get annoyed by Blue Jay calls? I'm sorry to say that in front of you, I know, but I'm just being honest. I know, I'm sorry. But it's true, I love your sound. You love your sound. It's an important special talent that you have. I know. And so we don't want to stop Blue Jays altogether, right? We don't want to stop Blue Jays or get rid of Blue Jays. They have a special job, right? Oh, I shouldn't even say that. I know, guys. No, but I do know people who feel that way. And so I'm talking to them right now. All right. Those of you out there, and this includes me sometimes too, anyone out there who has ever felt grumpy about their neighbors and their special talents that they have, I want us to just all remember that, you know, everyone's special talent is important. Some people's special talent really is like making lots of money, right? And some people's special talent is building amazing race cars. And other people's special talent is letting their grass grow super long so all the birds and the bugs and the bees and everyone and the flowers and the trees can all just have a big party in their front yard. And some people's special talent is mowing the lawn, right? So we all live with each other. And some people's special talent, like the Blue Jays, right? Yes. You guys have special talents, too. And there's room for all of us. There is. Yes. We have to find ways to get along, though, right? And when we let our special talents blossom and grow, we give our neighbors permission to let their special talents blossom and grow, too. So keep being awesome out there, folks. That is the message. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. So start with you today. Take good care of yourself, guys. You're the greatest.
There's a light in me, there's a light in you. Whatever language you speak, whatever your point of view, whatever people may say, whatever people may do, there's a light in you. You must let the light shine through. Whatever your point of view, whatever people may say, whatever people may do, there's a light in you. You must let the light shine through.
My eyes are brown, hers are blue. We may not share the same point of view. Whatever your hopes and wishes and dreams, there's a light that beams. It's closer than it seems.
Bum, 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 bum. There's a light in me, there's a light in you. Whatever language you speak, whatever your point of view, whatever people may say, whatever people may do, there's a light in you. You must let the light. My friend Sam says she doesn't fit. When she wants to play, the kids wanna sit. Sometimes it's hard, I must admit. I hope she doesn't quit. She's gotta keep it lit. There's a light in me. There's a light in me. There's a light in me. There's
as the dawn is waking, it's a sweet bird song. It's the silent message that the world is gliding on. And you know what it means because you feel it whenever you tumble down inside yourself and find that quiet place. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you. Love is the stuff that makes really good friends. Get a little from your neighbor, give it right back again. And you know what it means because you feel it whenever you tumble down inside yourself and find that quiet place. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you. Listen to the voices all around the world, joining together in a great big chorus of I love you. And you know what it means because you feel it whenever you tumble down inside yourself and find that quiet place. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you. I know what it means because I feel the same feeling for you.
Okay, I'll be your friend.
I
know you'll be mine too.
N.
New things are hard sometimes.
D.
Don't you worry, I'll be by your side.
Kind is kind of
the most important thing that we can all be.
Kind is kind of
a very special thing for you and for me. Just be kind, ah. Just be kind, 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 kind.
Kay.
Kind words can go a long way.
I
hear the kind things you say.
N.
Nice is just the right thing to do. Don't you worry, I'll be kind to you.
Kind is kind of
the most important thing that we can all be.
Kind is kind of
a very special thing for you and for me. Just be kind, ah, just be kind, kind. I might say you're a good friend, hard worker, funny person. I like your ideas and I'll listen to them. When you fall down, I'll help you back up when you have a bad day. That's okay, sometimes we're wrong, sometimes we're imperfect. I'll forgive you and myself, cause we're worth it. We try and we still mess up sometimes, but we'll continue to try to just be kind. Cause kind is kinder, the most important thing that we can all be. Kind is kinder, a very special thing for you and for me. Kind is